The Universe Parallel, Triad of Being, Book 2. Written by Tracy Harding and read by Edwina Wren. Rest was not essential to the inhabitants of the other world, but they could choose to nap and dream about life on the Earth plane, past, present, and future. But the other world was beyond the constraints of time, space, and physical reality. The lord of the other world, who could frequent either the physical or subtle realms of existence, usually chose to sleep in the realm he ruled. As in his dreams there, he could revisit the years he'd spent under his parents' roof, with all his siblings close at hand. He had only come to appreciate how special and fleeting his childhood had been, after his parents had departed this universal scheme to join the ranks of the Grigori, a causal race of beings frequenting a level of awareness beyond even that of the astral realms of the other world. Over a century had passed since his parents' ascension, and still the Lord mourned their company, counsel, and the tight-knit family life they had created for himself and his siblings. Blissfully snoozing through the memory of one childhood New Year, which the Lord had relived many times in his dreams, his recollection of the event unexpectedly altered. He was seated around a table with his brothers Rune, Zabeel, and Sparrowhawk, his brother-in-law Cadwallon, his sisters Rhiannon and Lirithia, and Rune's wife Sybil, when the sound of his mother's voice called him from the table. "Avery, Avery, I need you, sweetheart." Her voice led him into the kitchen, out across the back veranda and into the darkened backyard. This never happened. Avery was quite aware that his psyche had broken loose from his memory and was now ad-libbing. His mother was not hard to spot, for as she gazed up at the night sky, she glowed with the light of the full moon. Her entire presence radiated a celestial brilliance far greater than it had in life. Thus Avery considered that his dream was venturing from the past to the present and maybe even into the future. "Mother," he announced himself as he approached. "You called?" She looked to him and smiled warmly, her face that of a young woman, although the soul gaze behind her violet eyes showed the being of infinite wisdom that she now was. "There is about to be a cosmological event," she said, as Avery came to a stop alongside her. "This event cannot be avoided, but with your help, the Grigori hope to prevent more destruction." "Keela is in danger," Avery clarified, wondering if this dream was a premonition. "Yes, and not just Keela." She held a hand to his forehead, which shot the Lord's consciousness into outer space, where he drifted calmly for a moment. The silent vacuum of space was shattered by the loudest crack the Lord had ever heard, and the sound shot fear like icy daggers through his entire being. "What the—" "It's a space quake," advised his mother's voice inside his mind, as a dark cloud seething with electromagnetic activity erupted and billowed out horizontally to the left and right, rumbling loudly as it did so,